Okay. Okay, you listening, Matzi? Okay, great. Tell me if you disagree. I think at least 10 kashas you could have on what I'm going to say, but I have answers to all of them. We left off with the shita of Tosas. If you recall, we had three shitas as to whether the aseda hashlama is ma'akev or not. Right? We have eino ma'akev, which is Rashi, Nechuli. I don't remember the order we said things. I apologize. But then we have deos and tosos in various places. Right? Tosos, Yoma, and Nachos, and Erevin had a day that it's possible with Rabbanan, and Tosos in Yoma and Menachos had a day that the Basar is possible, but the Karban is what we call Meratza or Mechaper, meaning the Karban is kosher. Meratza, Mechaper means the same thing. The Karban is kosher, this is because the Dam is kosher. And then the most interesting shita was Tosos in Horios, who held that the Karban is pasul. And we had a few kashas on Tosos and Horios. What were the kashas we had against Tosos and Horios? The kashas were, number one, how does he answer the Gemara Menachos? He doesn't deal with the Gemara Menachos. As a matter of fact, Tosos in various other places ends up saying, well, in the end, it's kosher. The Gemara Menachos says that it's not ma'akev, right? So, one of the problems, number one, the Gemara in Menachos says it is a mitzvah, the Alma, and it's not ma'akev. Number two, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is two kashas. Like, you sort of asked, there's three of them. You know, here's Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the first kasha he has is, which is really Rashi's point on our daf, and really Tosos in the other places also makes this point. It's not Rabbi Akiva Eiger's chiddush to ask this on Tosos. Rashi already said this, and Tosos in other places said this. Just, he's wondering what Tosos says. What does Rabbi Akiva Eiger say? Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he says, if it's ma'akev, then even mechoser kippurim be'erev pesach should be possible. Right? If it's just an isser, you could say it's nitzah. The asay shish b'karis of pesach. Remember why this is an asay of pesach? Because the guy's mechoser kippurim. In order to eat the karim pesach, he needs to be totally tahor. So he needs to bring his kachas. So he needs to bring this in order to eat the carbon pesach. That's it. Asay shish bokaris is docha, the asay shein bokaris. That's fine if it's just being docha and iser. But if it's pasul, it can't be docha psul. We never heard that. Asay docha lo sase or asay docha asayin docha psulin. Psul is just a fact. And the second question, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He first asks it as Akasha and Tosfos Diyuk from Menachosta. From Psachim Daf Nun Tes, they ask the Akashi. He says, hold on a second. It's Mufurish in Psachim Daf Nun Tes that the Aseh da Hashloma, the Isser, is to be Maktir another carbon, not to be Zorik the Dam of another carbon. Right? The Isser is, it's not to, right, there's Avodas Adam, right? The Kapara comes from Avodas Adam, Ki Adam Hu B'Nefesh HaKapar. That's basic Kashi. Right? The what's the Avodas Adam? You shecht it, you receive the blood in a Kli, you bring it to the Zeach, you pour it on the Zeach. It's Mufurish in Gemara and Psachim that all that is mutter after the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. What's Usr? What's Usr is merely to burn anything on those Mizbeach, to be Makter. You don't burn blood on those Mizbeach. You pour it on the, you throw it on the side or pour it on the side and then it drips down. So we burn anything on top of those Mizbeach, that's what's Usr, to burn things in the fire. Therefore, the Gemara says, if there's a carbon, we don't burn any of it, which is only one such carbon, a Chakas Hof, then you could bring that after the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. It's not a problem of Seidah Shalom because it's only Akhtara. And if you have the right combination of shitos, which not all sages do, maybe in some circumstances you could bring a different carbon after the asay nahash, after the tamid shalbein arbayim, and just not be makter the emurim yet. Okay, you have to figure out well what to do with the emurim, so that'll be possible by the next morning. So you have to have the right shitos that, you know, put them on those bath, but don't burn them, and there's no soul of lean of overnight in those bath, and if it works out. But that's clear, obvious kasha. The kasha is, how will the asay de hashlama shayach rak behaktaras emurin velo bizrikas hadam? So it's not asur. There's no asay de hashlama to asur zrikas hadam afterwards. Okay, Tosos suggests maybe there are banan asur zrikas hadam as exera, but clearly we don't write so. There's no problem doing zrikas hadam after tumas shel yarbayim. There's only problem to be makter the chelav, the imurin, and we know haktaras imurin is not makter the karban. So if there's an issue to be makter the imurin, haktaras imurin is not makter the karban. How could that be makter the karban? The whole seidah shloma is only that it's too late to do something. It's not makter the karban anyway. So that's the kasha. Lo zrikas hadam vehaktaras imurin eina me'akeves. If you talk, then I say the hashlama me'akeves es hakarban. How can it be if it's only a shayach to a part of the carbon that's not ma'akev, how can we ma'akev the carbon? It doesn't make any sense. Okay, these are the three kasha reiki ve'eger. You can answer these kashas by just going one by one and saying, you know, I'll figure out some way to answer this kasha, you know.
Although I don't love it. You could say one derech, which is l'nias daiti l'taris bedochak, right? Is to say that this is the Mishnah Melech suggests lo kaimalan abaye the Gemara in Menachos.
Ah, there's Mer Menachos. It's Abaye who said that in Menachos. Someone else says something. No one argues on him, but he's one derech, and there are other drachim there. We don't hold like it. Okay, he Rabbi says there's Biyama, and we don't hold like him.
What about the fact that the Asay Dashlama is only an Akhtar, and his Torah is not Ma'akev? So maybe you could say like the Eben Ha'azel, these are all in brackets, who suggests, not for Tosos, he suggests for the Rambam, suggests that
that's only said in Pesachim according to one Tana. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Yochanan ben Broka. Maybe that's only according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Yochanan ben Broka, but we hold like the Chachamim, and therefore we hold that all the Avodas are Usser.
Suggests lo that that this is true. Rak lefi Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, he has a very long name. Aval Anu Kaimalan Degam Avodas Hadam Bichlau Aseda Hashlama.
Yeah, that was one sugya. Basically, say every sugya is only different opinion of Pasuk. Like, there's one sugya in Pesachim Daf Nun Tes that said that, how do we know this?
We know this, Pesachim.
Yeah, that's only according to one Tana, which Taka it is. You can never tell. There's a discussion according to one Tana. Does that mean everything they say is according to that Tana, or they just happen to be discussing a Shita? No way to tell. Okay, so we don't paskin like that. We paskin really, Asei Dashloma means anything to do with the Karban is Asir after Tom Shulin Arbayim, and then it can be Ma'akev. How about the fact that it's Ma'akev? How can you make an exception? So here, I'm not really sure how to analyze this so well, or Rikiv Eger assumes, and Rashi here assumes, Tosos and Menachos assumes, that if something is a psul, then you can't have it can't be docha psul. You can only be docha an isser. Maybe that's not true. Maybe you can docha psul also. If the psul comes from an assay, it depends where the psul comes from. If the psul comes from, if this psul is expressed as a different lashon, you can't be docha it. Maybe if the psul is expressed as an assay, then maybe you can't be docha it. Right? So maybe yesh lomar. Then nitan lidchos psul. Shekasov b'loshon asay. If the psul is expressed as an asay, maybe it could be docha. Who says you can't be docha psul? He assumed, and many others assume, you can only be docha an isser, not a psul. Who says maybe docha psul? Okay, but that's all b'docha gadol. Nirlami is daiti, that's not the way I would explain Tosin Horius. How would I explain Tosin Horius? I would say something that it's not clear. There's one line in the Mishnah Melech where he might be saying this is what Tosin Menachos means. I'm sure. Who might be sure against the Mishnah Melech? I'm convinced, at least, that's not what Tosfos Mechafos means. Maybe it's what Tosfos here means, but I don't want to focus on it because I'm not even sure what Mishlo Melech means. Maybe you could say, very simple, you could say a pshat in Tosfos. What's a pshat in Tosfos? When Tosfos says it's posel, it's not that it's directly posel. Right? Instead of a dochak, you could just say a belongus, right? And answer at least two of the questions, if not three. What do you say? It's not that Tosfos really thinks it's posel, like a Seidah Shlomo's posel. Maybe he takes a Seidah Shlomo's posel. It doesn't say it's posel. It just says you have to do it this way. And if you don't do it this way, then you get a patch. Actually, you don't get a patch because it's an assay, but you get rebuked. But it doesn't say it's posel. However, what happens at Seidah Shlomo? Let's say I bring a korban after the Tom Shulbein Arbayim. Now, what does the Seidah Shlomo tell me? I'm not allowed to be makdur the imurim, right? I'm not allowed to be makdur the imurim. I don't know what would happen if I did, but I'm not allowed to. I can't be makdur the imurim. Now you just have to add one thing. It's a big machlokes to be shown in, based on the Gemara Pesachim. Until I'm makdur the imurim, what does the Gemara say you're not allowed to do generally? Eat the basar, right? I mean, every basar, every karban besides the dam, you split into two parts, except for an ola. An ola, it all goes on the mizbeach. But every other karban, there's a murin, the part they can burn in the mizbeach, and then there's the basar, the main part that people eat, right? Like we discussed in one of our later sugyas in Bava Kamma this year, right? Goat meat, basar, can I get a murin, etc. So the Gemara says you can't eat the basar until you are makdir the murin. Okay, but there are exceptions to that. And we're not going to go through all the exceptions. If the imurim are destroyed, then you're allowed to eat the basar before the imurim. Okay. Rav Lichtenstein actually is a very nice piece in his Yerman Horios, in this sugya where he discusses, is it that really you need haktoras imurim to be matur eating the basar, or just that it's not polite to start eating before the mizbeach eats? But let's assume that No. You can't eat the basar till you're makter the imurim. There are exceptions. The big question is what if you can't be makter the imurim? There are different cases. What if you can't be makter the imurim because they were yotze? Someone brought them outside. Then you are allowed to eat the basar. What if you can't be makter the imurim because they were destroyed, struck by lightning, and burnt up? You're allowed to eat the basar. There are exceptions, but the exceptions are not unlimited. So the big question is, are you allowed to eat the basar if you weren't makter the imurim because of the aseidah shlomo? I can't be makter the imurim because I'm not allowed to makter them, not allowed to burn anything after the tum shulin arbayim. Maybe you could say, and this is the opinion of Tosfos and the Meiri in Pesachim and Tosfos in some places, that against one line in the Gemara Pesachim. Okay, not getting into it now, but it's very easy to say. If I can't be makter the imurim because of the aseidah hashlama, then I also can't eat the basar. So hold on a second. I've shechted this karban. I can't eat the basar, and I can't be makter the imurim. Right? I can't be makter the imurim because of aseidah hashlama. I can't eat the basar because I can't eat the basar without being makter the imurim. Now, what you can say is, not so crazy. At this point, it's not so crazy to say, hold on a second. That makes an indirect soul in the Zrikas Adam as well. Because what do we know? We know from, it's quoted the Rambam, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says in a few places that, let me see if I can find one of them. Give me half a second. Yeah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol Azvachim, Veshavat Torah, Shenishtayim, Mehem, Kazayas Basar, or Kazayas Chelev, Zorikas Adam. If you have a Kazayas of Basar, or Kazayas of Chelev, you have some basar that you're going to eat, or some chelav that you're going to be makdir, then you can do zrikat hadam. Kechatzis zayis basar, chatzis chelav ein zorik et hadam. However, if you don't have a kazayis of basar left, or a kazayis of chelav left, even if you have less than kazayis, that doesn't count. So let's call that none, right? If you have no basar left and no chelav left, let's say you sheft an animal, sheft a karban, and all the basar gets struck by lightning and burnt. And all the chelav gets struck by lightning and burnt. Right? Or whatever the case may be. Then you can't be Zorik the Dam. Apparently, the problem is Zorik the Dam if it's not going to be Mater any Basar or Imurim. Now, maybe what you could say is this. What does Tosfos mean that it's Pasul? He doesn't mean Be'etzem, there's a Psul and a carbon brought up after the Tom Shulin Arbayim. What he means is that once it's usher to be makter the imurim, which is obviously usher, it's also usher to eat the basar. Once it's usher to be makter the imurim or eat the basar, then there's no imurim or basar that are usable left. And once there's no usable imurim or basar left, then that's a psalm azrika. A zrika that's not matir, at least a gezayis of imurim or at least a gezayis of basar, is not a proper zrika. I know I'm making a couple of assumptions there, but I think they're all defensible assumptions. And what do you say? You say it's not a direct psalm, meaning asay de hashlama psol karma. No, it's not a direct psalm, but it's indirect. What's indirect? Asay de hashlama means ein haktara. You're not allowed to be makter. Once you're not allowed to be makter, then ein achivas basar kodem haktara. You're not allowed to eat the meat because you can't eat the meat without haktara. And then you'd say kevan de ein kizayis basar la achiva. Oh, is Zayas Chelev. I mean, there's nothing less than Zayas. Lehaktara. The Zrika is Psula. Based on the idea that Ein Zerk and Saddam, Elim Kane, there's a Kazayas Basar or a Kazayas of Chelev. If you understand Tosos this way, Tosos doesn't mean Aseid HaShlom is its own Psul. Aseid HaShlom is an indirect Psul. It eliminates Haktara, which then eliminates Achila. Once there's no Haktara or Achila, there's no Zrika. If so, then all of Rabbi Kiva Eger's questions fall off. Right? Then it's very easy to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's question. How are you going to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's question? Let's take his last question. His last question, now Shmizi. He says, the Aseid HaShlomo only asks Haktara, which is not Ma'akev. And Echanami, Haktara is not Ma'akev. But, even the possibility of Haktara is not Ma'akev. But the possibility of haktar or achila is ma'akev. Any zevach that you don't have a kizayis basar or kizayis chelav ein zork in zadam. So very simple. It says haktara eina me'akeves. Aval yecholes lehaktir o lechol me'akeves. Haktar is not ma'akev, but the possibility of haktar or achila is ma'akev. And since here you can't have haktar and you can't have achila, which again is a machlokes rishon whether it's ma'akev the achila. Therefore, it's ma'akev. This also, of course, answers nicely Rabbi Akiva Eger's first question. How can you say that an asesheish for is docha psol? You can't be docha psol, you can only docha an isser. Of course you can't be docha psol. But if the psol is only an indirect side effect of the isser, then if you're docha the isser, immediately you're docha the psol, right? If it's an isser, it's a psol. A carbon board after Tom Shemino Brahim is psol. Then an ase can't be docha psol. But here it's not a psol be'etzen. It's only an indirect psol. It's a psol because you're stuck in circumstance. So what are you going to say? Very easy. Say, the ase de Pesach is doche the iser umatir haktara the kevan de mutter the haktir memela ein kampsol. Again, if there's a psul and I say can't be doche, you're not going to say there's a psul of yotze, there's a psul of tummy, there's a psul of pigle, but the essay is doche the psul. The essay can't be doche the psul, the carbon's puzzle. But here there's not a psul be'etzem. There's only a psul because of the circumstances. In circumstances where there's no haktar or achila, a psul is chal. But since the asay, the pesach, is doch, the asay, the shlom, and lets you be makter, once you're allowed to be makter, now there's no problem. You have zrika, that is materis haktara. So I think this answer to Rekiv Eger's questions, Rekiv Eger, I'm sure, also thought of this, but maybe he didn't like this approach. But I think if you understand Tosos this way, that it's an indirect psul, not a direct psul to answer Rekiv Eger's questions, maybe, and here it gets a little tricky, you could also use this to answer the Gemara Menachos. How so? Here it gets a little tricky. You can say this doesn't help the Gemara Menachos, because even an indirect psul is still puzzle. And the Gemara Menachos says it's kosher, meaning it's a flat-out stira there. Right? The Gemara Menachos says, taka, it's kosher. If you bring their examples, you bring a musaf before the Tumid, it is kosher, the Evet. So whether it's direct or indirect, so it's a stira. So you could say maybe it doesn't answer the stira, and you'll just have to not pass in this way, but maybe you could say, certainly, well, you could say this easily. You'll just get into one problem, and I'll mention one problem, but ulai yesh lechale bein. After all, there's a difference between what Tosos is talking about and what the Gemara Menachos is talking about. Tosos is talking about after Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. The Gemara Menachos is talking about Kodem Tamid Shel Shachar. What's the difference? Again, if you say Be'etzem, there's a psol of Aseidah Shlama, there's no difference. It's not between the Tmidim. But if you say it's not a psol Be'etzem, it's an indirect psol, because there's no possibility of Haktara, there's no possibility of Achila, and because there's no possibility of Haktara or Achila, the Zrika is possible and the whole carbon is not Machaper, then there could very easily be a difference. If I shech the carbon after Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, is there any way to be Makter? No, because I can't be Makter after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. And if I wait until tomorrow after the Tamid Shel Shachar, that's called the Psol of Lina. Overnight is possible. Maybe there's some place you can put it to avoid the Psol of Lina. Okay, maybe not. Let's assume we Paskin. There is no way to avoid the Psol of Lina. That, however, what if I shech before Tamid Shel Shachar? If I shecht before Tamid Shel Shachar, what do you mean there's no possibility of Haktara? Sure, there is. Hold the Emurim until after Tamid Shel Shachar, and then there's a possibility of Haktara. Now you'll get into maybe, well, is this Dichoy? Is this not Dichoy? You know, exactly the rules of, can you, if something's possible now, can you wait to make a kosher later? But at the very least, Yesh Makom Lomar, you have to work out the details. Yesh Makom Lomar. So maybe you can mechalek bein Kodem HaTamid L'la'achar HaTamid. Why? Achar HaTamid. Achar HaTamid. Ein derech lehaktir. There's no way to be makter after the Tamid. It's too late, and by the morning it'll be too late because of Lina. However, maybe before the Tamid, then it's only mitzvah b'yalma. Before the Tamid is mitzvah b'yalma. Before the Tamid, what do you mean? Aser lehaktir. Miyad, aval, heimurim, netnu lahaktara, im yamtin, ad, achar, hakravas, hatami. Yes, right now, you can't be makter them. But you can't say there's no nishar k'zayis chelev or k'zayis basar. Nishar k'zayis chelev. You just have to be makter it and doctor it in an hour after they bring the tamid. And therefore, maybe it's a mitzvah b'alma, you shouldn't have done it yet. But you can't say that it's a psul, because there is a possibility of haktara. Possibility of haktara if you wait an hour until they bring the tamid.
Clarify, the Gemara there is talking about the shkita or the beginning of haktara?
The Gemara there doesn't say exactly what it's talking about. Tells us mitla beit sham harbei. It just says you bring the musaf before the tamid, but I would say even if you're a makter the musaf before the tamid, it's still kosher. You violated the mitzvah of the alav by being makter before the tamid, but it's kosher because you could have been makter it after the tamid
by taking it off the middle,
or by not being makter until after the tamid. At the time of zrika, you could have done it b'kashrus, right? And all we hear about at the time is zrika. Once you're yotzei zrika, you're yotzei, right? B'shas zrika, you could have waited to be makter b'heter, and therefore it's nitan lahaktara. Okay, now this is a tricky for Tosus himself, just because Tosus references the Tosefta Pesachim, and the Tosefta Pesachim equates these two cases that I'm differentiating. It says, Kol Azvachem Shehekrivu Kodem Tamid Shel Shachar, or Acher Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So that's why I say, like, Tosus doesn't quote this line of the Tosefta, but you either have to say that this is a good answer, but not for Tosus himself, because Tosus somehow on the Tosefta, but every Bavli doesn't have to summon on the Tosefta. Or you have to say, no, maybe this detail is the difference between the Tosefta and the Gemara Menachos. Maybe they're arguing about Dichoy, whether something that's the hit puzzle and when you first bring it is puzzle forever or not. So you have to deal with the Tosefta, and you have to tie up a few loose ends, but I really do think that it is remarkable. If you look only at the evidence in the Bavli, there's a Gemara Pesach and the Fayim Melabez, which says it's puzzle, and the Gemara Menachos, the Mem Tes, which says it's a mitzvah b'alma and kosher. And the Gemara Pesachim is talking about after Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. The Gemara Menachos is talking about Kodem Tamid Shel Shachar. So you can easily differentiate. If you say it's only a side effect of not being able to nachter, there's an easy way to differentiate. I really think this mahalach answers all the kashas and tosas.
How does the Rambam formulate
Shiva's halacha? First of all, I'm not necessarily saying this in the Rambam, but nonetheless, the Rambam, that's where I thought it was, at the very end of the first parak of Psulei HaMukdashin. So I will tell you how the Rambam formulates it. Says the Rambam, Psulei HaMukdashin used to be over here, it still is. Says the Rambam, first he says, if any of the meat was lost before Zrika, it's possible. Before Kabbalah, it's possible. Avolim chas or after Kabbalah kodem Zrika, if something happened to the meat between Kabbalah and Zrika, afilo avet abasur kodem Zrika zedam nisra, even if all the basur was gone, in the shtar kezayis and abasur kezayis and imurim zorek zedam. As long as you have a kezayis left, you're zorek zedam. V'yem lav eino zorek. And if not, then you are not zorek. Nishar pachos mi kezayis lo yizrok. If there's less than kezayis, you can't be zorek. V'yem zorek lo hirtza. And if you are Zorik, you're not Yotze, the carbon's puzzle.
So you're equating between physical existence and non-existence of the
Correct. That's my step. My step is I'm equating not being able to do anything with it to not existence, which is not Pashat. As a matter of fact, it's more not Pashat than you're pointing out even, because this gets very tricky. And here's where I said I want to get into the details. What? Correct. And it's even less pashut because the Rambam says, nifsal habasar kodem zrika, oshiyasa chosla zar lo yizar kodem yizar kurza. There is a heter b'diyev that it was nifsal. And the Rambam argument says, I don't know where he got that from. So I'm not saying it's pashut. I'm just saying it's a good pshat in Tosfos. Okay. Now I think we can go weiter, Rabosai. We have a lot to say today. I have a lot to say that I can't prove, but that I think is right. by the normal standards. Okay. The Gemara says, we actually read on a little ahead of this Gemara. The Mishnah says, if you're matir a full davar, if the bezin matter full davar, there's no chiyuparam davar shel tzibur. Only the matter a partial davar. How do we know? And if you remember, we saw three opinions. Either benelam davar is benelam meat, all based on the drusha rule of mi or min means part and not all, which is a basic rule of drusha's chazal. I know the Ibn Ezra would not say judah shel mikra, but that's a basic rule of drusha's chazal. Nelam davar, we read as nelam mi davar, so only if you're matter part of something, not the whole thing. Or mi kol mitzvos, only part of a mitzvah, not the whole thing. Or we learn Gzera Shavah from Zakin Mamre, and by Zakin Mamre it says, min ha-dover and not the whole dover. Okay. The verse point out there are other opinions that we derive from Zakin Mamre, but that's not relevant for us right now. So let's skip to the fourth class skinny line. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shmuel makes a chiddush that's not found in the Mishnah. Ein beis in chayavan ha-shiyor b'dover she'in etzdukin modin bo. Bezdin is only chayav parol davashel tzibur if they paskin something which the tzedukim might agree with. If they make a mistake that the tzedukim would agree with their mistake, then they're chayav parol davashel tzibur. If they make a mistake that's such a stupid mistake, even the tzedukim wouldn't make that mistake. Right? If they say, they say you can eat the, let's say based on the word, not okra, a whole thing, right? They say you can eat bacon on Wednesdays. Even the tzedukim don't think that. That's ridiculous. How can anyone think that? Then that is not. Then there's no chiyupar al davar shel tzibur. Why not? My taima zil kri be ravhu, zil kri be ravhu, because it's kri be rav means go learn in kindergarten, right? Kri as opposed to tani, right? Just like when you learn mikra. Little kids who learn the yeshiva. Like, give me a break. That's not a valid mistake. Right? Should have gone to first grade. I understand you make a mistake. It deep lumdus that. You have to know every ketzos. All right, so you made a mistake. Even a toast before Mishnah. We're against the mafurish, you know, a mafurish Gemara. Okay, Gemaras are complicated. You can forget Gemaras. But over here, even the Tzedukim agree, that's kindergarten. That's not. Okay, I still haven't explained why you're Patron. I think that's going to be a Yisod. So let's ask the simple question as to why they're Patron. It says Zilkri Beirav. But what does that mean? Because of Zilkri Beirav, Doug, when you get a chance, please. Because of Zilkri Beirav, why does that make you Patron from a Karban? I think that's going to be an important point. Let's just leave that important question for one moment and at least finish reading this part of the Gemara. Okay, that's obviously the most important question. Why is Darsha Tzedukin Mo Levo Potter from a Karban? And I know the Gemara says Zilkri Beirafu, but what is the halachic category of Zilkri Beirafu? But before we do that, I want to go on a little. Says the Gemara, Tanan, Yesh Nidah B'Torah V'Alav HaShem Yom K'neged Yom Potter. Ah, if they say, let's remember, we already mentioned a few times, Watch Shemesh Yom K'neged Yomu, Nidah is a woman who gets her period in the time of her period, and she's doing it for 7 days. Shemesh Yom K'neged Yom is a woman who bleeds 1 or 2 days in the middle of the month, not when she should get her period, meaning days 8 through 18 from her previous period, when no woman should have another period after 8 to 18 days. Even 19 days, I don't think the doctor would call normal. But okay, we'll say it, we'll let it go. If she bleeds 1 or 2 days in those times, she's Shemesh Yom, K'neged Yom. She has to count one clean day, and then she's Tahora. And she has the same exact halachic status as Anita. You know, in terms of the Aserbiya, the Aserkari Aserbiya, and in terms of the Tumah, etc. So if they say Shemesh Yom, K'neged Yom is Potter, it's okay to be bold as Shemesh Yom, K'neged Yom. That is a mistake that's Machayiv them, because they haven't uprooted a whole thing. They haven't uprooted all of Hilchos Nida, only one type of Nida. Right? It's not a separate law of Shemesh Yom, K'neged Yom. Right? It's within the law of Nida. Or of Zoma. Va'amai, if you want to ask why, Shemesh Yom, K'neged Yom, HaKsiv, V'Safra La, there are two Gersos as to which Lomi Darshan. I don't think it makes a difference for us. Melamish, the first Echad Le'Echad, what do you mean? The Pasuk says V'Safra La, and the Drasha is that she Soferes Echad Le'Echad. She is... Why we have an extra Masafra law, or the I'm sure they point out here who has what Girsa Nosach Acher on the Gilgan that says Yiela. Okay, whether it's a Safra law or Yiela law, there's some extra law. What does that extra law mean? She is an extra Tumah that if she, because let me go back to the Chumash. In the Chumash, it says pretty explicitly there's two kinds of Tumah. There's Nida, which is bleeding in the time of a period. And there is what we call Zova Gedola, which is what we practice nowadays, which is, now listen to the Pesukim, V'isha ki yazuv zov dama yamim rabim. Yamim rabim is clearly yamim rabim, right? If she bleeds 3 days, you know, if someone wants to not believe in Torah Shabbat Peh and say yamim rabim means 2 days, I'll let them say Pshuta Shemekar is 2 days. Clearly Pshuta Shemekar is not 1 day. That's very clear. Yamim rabim. If she bleeds for many days below Esni Dasa, etc., in the not when in time for a period, then she's Tmeya, and she's a Zabah Gedola, and she's Shivan Akiyam, and she needs a Karban, etc. Okay, that's in the Chumash. Anita's in the Chumash. Zabah Gedola is in the Chumash. But we call Samaris Yom Keneged Yom, which is also called Zabah Katana in the Lashon of Chazal, which means bleeding 1 day, not in her period. That's Taka, not in the Chumash. The Chumash says Nida. The Chumash says Zabah Gedola. Zabah Katana is not in the Chumash. Ah, but the Yelah, or the Safra Lah, teaches us this drasha. So it says, that's Dorosh HaTzduk in Modenbo. After all, it's a drasha of Yehelah, Tzduk in Modenbo. Why is everyone giving me a weird face? Because it's a drasha. Tzduk in Modenbo is supposed to be Modenbo in drashas, right? So here, the Gemara asks three questions in our sugya, right? Let's just point something out. The Gemara has cases the Gemara calls Tzedukin Modinbo. There are three cases in the Shach L'Tari that Gemara is going to call Tzedukin Modinbo. One is Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. The Makor is, let's call it B'Safrala. Right? Or it could be Yela. But it doesn't matter for our purpose. The next thing, I'm going ahead of myself. The Gemara says, what else do they agree with? I mean, what else do they... There's a few things they agree with. Next, the Gemara says they agree with the Yisr B'Yishalo Kedarka. Right? Why? Let's read on a little. I apologize. I know I'm not answering all the questions yet. I just want to get the Gemara down, get the facts down. Okay, the Gemara says, you know what? You're right, the tzaddikim mold in that. That can't be when you're chayav. Tzaddikim are molded. So what are you, chayav? The army, harash, are you Gemara Biyahu Asira? If they make a mistake, it's not they were matash rish yoki gadyom. Even the tzaddikim are molded, that's aser. They were matah harah. Harah is the beginning of biyah, right? Partial penetration. Okay, they said Gemara Biyah, complete penetration is aser. But harah, partial penetration is mutter. Says, what do you mean? That's also Damash Tzidukim Modin Bo. Hanamik Sivas Makora Hera. It says it's Makora Hera. Now again, it could be Shuda Shomaker of Hera means revealed. But, you know, what? It's an interesting question. What's the grammatical nature, the grammatical source of Chazal's phrase Hera? We say Hera, Hera is Hera means even going in a little. Okay, so. Hera is also something they agree is usher, because it says, es makora hera. Okay, so what is it that could be chayiv? It's doing a more mode. So yeah, we have another pshat. The Amri kedarka sir shalom kedarka sir. They said could be a kedarka is usher, but there are not to be a shalom kedarka, and that's something that the tzedukim are not mode. What do you mean? Haksib mishka isha. Shalok, what do you mean? Tzedukim are also more than the Isser Biyah Shalok Kedarka. What do you mean Isser Biyah Shalok Kedarka? I don't mean like the medieval Christians that there's an Isser Biyah Shalok Kedarka per se. Right? That's why, by the way, Agav, one thing you should notice. In medieval Christianity, first they ask Ol Biyah Shalok Kedarka, not only of Arias, even between a man and his wife when she's Tahora, etc. And they were actually incensed by the idea that anyone could discuss Biyah Shalok Kedarka. So first the censors came and said, anytime it says B'yish lo kedarka is mutter between a man, husband and wife, they erased that from the Rambam and other makoros. Then they said, you know what? Anytime it says that B'yish lo kedarka is usher between a man and a nida, a man and gilai raya, seishas ish, all these things, they erased that also because pasnish even say it's usher. And even when you say it's chayav misa, they erased that also because pasnish even talk about it and say it's chayav misa. Right? If you just imagine, you know, Aquinas type of philosophy, of Stoic philosophy of natural law the way Aquinas meant, right? Meaning, I forget the phrase the Stoics had, something, right, in keeping with nature, that not natural law meaning natural like what we think is ethical, but like you have to do things the natural way. So, okay, Shalom Kedarka means in a natural way, that's why it's called Shalom Kedarka, right? We all admit it's not natural. Shalom Kedarka, that's not the normal way that God created the species in his infinite wisdom. So, okay, we Jews have never been overly concerned with that. We're concerned with the halacha asr, the halacha mat or something. The fact that it's natural or not doesn't bother us, right? The Rav thought that we were, it's been mulus, arzvich of shua, we don't do everything naturally. Right, so say if IVF, if the Pope doesn't like it, we do like it. Because who says you have to be natural? You have to be halachic. But okay, in the Middle Ages, these Christians, they didn't like unnatural things. So in one thing, why do I tell you all this? Not because we're ever going to be a medieval Christian censor, but because you always have to be careful whenever there's anything about B'yish Lo Kedarka, especially in the Rambam for some reason, it always gets censored in the old versions of the Rambam. So the text is always going to be messed up. So be very, very suspicious of old books. You know, in the Shapsi Frankel, they fix it up, obviously. Any old books where there's any sugya B'yish Lo Kedarka and there's something wrong, always be very suspicious. The censors probably changed it. Okay, back to our regular schedule programming. So what happens here? B'yish lo kedarka, even in Shomer Shiyot Keneged Yom, even the Tzedukah, I mean, that's also why, because Mishka Ve'isha, what did we learn from Mishka Ve'isha? Mishka Ve'isha means the, again, is this Pshuta Shal Mikra? I'm not sure. As a matter of fact, I am sure. What does it say? A Zohar lo Sishkav Mishka Ve'isha. Don't sleep with a Zohar the way you sleep with a woman, right? Meaning sexually, sexual intercourse. Right, so already, the truth is already in pshat of the pasuk. If sleeping with a zachar, which is shalom kedarka, is the way you sleep with a woman, that shows that being shalom kedarka counts as sleeping with a woman. And also we darshan from lashon rabin. So maybe it is close to shalom kedarka. Mishka ve'isha, not mishka ve'isha. Mishka ve'isha means there's two ways of being shochev with a woman. One kedarka, one shalom kedarka. So that they also admit. This they also admit to the isser of via shalom kedarka. And the makor is Mishka Ve'isha, the Tzedukim also meant that. So we haven't figured out what the Mishnah means that they made, that mistake they made that the Tzedukim don't admit. So let's read on a little. The answer is Da'amri kedarka asra filo hara b'sholo kedarka gvar biyo da'asra ola hara sharia. Ah, this is something the Sadukim might not admit. What if it's two steps removed from regular biyo? What do they say? They say, of course, hara is asra kedarka. Of course, biyo sholo kedarka is asra gvar biyo. But just the hara sholo kedarka, which is not really like normal biyo at all. It's not quantitatively like normal biyo because it's only hara, and it's not qualitatively like normal biyo because it's sholo kedarka. That's mutter. And that's a difficult question that we don't know who admits. So that's not a good answer. That they'd be chayav parhel and dover for saying, because it's not obvious. But it doesn't fit the words of the Mishnah. Then why did they say Shemesh Yom Kedeh Yom Matar? They were also Matar Nita. They were Matar everyone. Hara Shalom Kedarka. Ela L'Olam Kedarka. Really, we're talking a regular Bia Kedarka. Da'amri Hara B'isha Dava Hu Dixiva. Ah. Now that you have Taka, a good mistake they could have made. What mistake could they have made that Sadukim don't admit? They say, where does it say it's Makora Hara? What do they say? They said that's Dava means Anita. The Pasuk says by Anita Hara is Asur. And what do they say? Say by Anita we admit Hara is Asur. But by Shomeris Kinyam Kineged Yom or Mata Hara, that's not something the Sadukim admit. That could be a case where they're Chayev. Good. Or it could be different, nothing to do with Hara. They say that it only counts as an Isser Zava if you see during the day, not if you see at night. Because it says Yome Zava. And therefore, that's something the Sadukim don't admit. Right?
It's clear that the Sadukim have parshanut and Toshit. How do we know?
Okay, give me a second. Good, fine. Give me a second. Okay. So now we have three possibilities of what they could have been matter, two of which fit in the Mishnah. Either matter hara shalom kedarka, or they were matter hara of a shomer shiyom kedeged yom, or they were matter, they said, a shomer shiyom, if you bleed at night, it doesn't make you asur in a shomer shiyom kedeged yom. Okay, continuing. Tanan. Yei shab tzadar vol molts mershos mershos potter, if they were matter hold saw, then they're chayiv a parol davar. My holtzak siva lo tzosi matzim vateichem. Pasuk says it to yourselves. Either they quote the pasuk, where is this in Nehemiah? I think lo tzosi matzim vateichem, and they, or Yirmiyah, apologize. Or they quote al yetsa ishmin komo. Clearly, some pasuk asks lo tzah. So the answer is dami lo tzah. So what do we see? We see lo tzah is the tzedukim armolde. Can't be the ramatir lo tzah. The tzedukim armolde. The makor is either let's say gar. Our Gersa. But either way, there's plenty of psukim about Hotsa, Lo Sotziu, etc. That is the Moda. So what are they not? Moda? Dami Hotsa, Hotsa, Achnasa, Mutter. If they said Hotsa is Asa, because the Torah only knows about Hotsa, but Achnasa is Mutter. Okay, that is the Sugar Moda. The Ibai say, Imidami Hotsa, Hotsa, Achnasa, Hotsa, Moshe, Mizorik, Shari. Or they say, Motzi is Asa. What does Motzi mean? You go with it and carry it outside. That's usher. But if you throw it outside or pass it outside without going yourself, that's not what the Torah ushered. Okay, so that could be something to do tomorrow. And then they're high parallel dover. That's very important. What does do tomorrow? And the mocker is lo tishtachaveh. Okay, that's obviously I'm not bound to Ibis, it's making it a ton of stachosh. So, how could they be chayiv on this as Dorshin Dukum Bo? No, Da'amri, basically, we reinterpret the whole Mishnah. Da'amri, ki yasir shtachavah, kedarka, shalok, kedarka, sharia. Right, they say, no, when did the Torah ask for shtachavah? If it's kedarka, normal to bow to this idol. If it's an idol that you are supposed to bow to, like most idols. But maybe there's some weird idol in Indonesia someplace that you're not allowed to bow to. Maybe there's one temple in Indonesia where they have one god, and anyone who bows to that god is kicked out and ostracized, and it's considered a tremendous insult. You're not allowed to bow to that god. You're only allowed to, to wave to that god, to thumb your nose at that god, whatever it may be. Who knows what they do? I'm not going to mention some of the more disgusting things that we had at the end of last week's parsha. So maybe they said, bowing is usher for most idols, but for an idol that you're not, that the worshippers don't bow to, there's no usher because it doesn't mean anything. They're wrong, but that's a reasonable, that's a mistake, that's chayim parvi. here it play on words. First kedarka meant normal for people to do it. This kedarka meant the normal way of bowing. Only the regular way of bowing is asur. This day, pisha yadayim right way, the regular way of bowing, we're not used to it nowadays. We don't live in a bowing society, and we don't bow a lot in our Judaism. But, I mean, if you spread out your hands and your hands and feet, and go all the way down to the ground, hashtachavad, less pisha yadayim, sharia. But, we're not going to flip yet. But, hishtachava, they say, yeah, of course the Torah asur bowing. That means full bowing. But partial bowing, that's not usur. Okay, that's the Roshin Stigimotibo. What do we see from here? We see that because of Shmuel's statement, we had to reinterpret every case in the Mishnah to mean not that they were matur, but it sounds like they were matur. Then they'd be patur, so that's Dukhar Moda. They were matur something a little less than that. Okay, but here it's interesting. What are all these cases of Dukhar Moda? Hishtachava, that's Dukhar Moda, we're all comfortable with that. Right? That makes sense. It says in the Chumash. Hotza, that's Dukhar Moda, we're also comfortable with. It says explicitly in Yirmiyah. Okay, but at least it says in Yirmiyah. And in Bishalach, Al Yisish Mukomo is pretty close. So if you have the gears, basically it's like this. Why am I comfortable with the Tzedukim Moda Notza? Either say the Paskim Bishalach is clear enough and have that gears, or say it's not clear and have the gears of Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah is very clear. Yirmiyah says, don't carry anything out of your house on Shabbos. That's pretty clear. Okay. Biyashalo Kedarka? I can handle the Tzedukim Moda in that. It's a little bit of a drusha, but it's a drusha that's close to Pshat. After all, if the Torah calls a man lying with a man, Mishkave Isha, that it implies that Shalom Kedarka is Mishkave Isha, and it's a reasonable enough conclusion that that's called Mishkave Isha. The Torah could have just said some other way of expressing what it wants to express. Why did it say Mishkave Isha? Sounds like that's Mishkave Isha. Even the Hara'ah, maybe I could swallow if I needed to somehow. You know, say, well, that's already a little trickier. Like, does Hara'ah mean partial penetration? Or does Hera mean, it's Ervas Ha'aretz Batem Lerot, right? Revealing nakedness. But, okay, I'm not as comfortable with this, why the Tzedukah would be Moda in that. But maybe you could say, yeah, that's what it means. It's Bekorah Hera, it doesn't mean a full Bia. It means that they understand Bekorah Hera means, coming to that place. Shomer Siyom Kenegat Yom baffles me. Right? The Tzedukim are really Moda in that? Yeah, love is suffer a lot. If I had put you, let's be very honest. If we didn't have any Torah Shebaal Peh, I just appointed you to a court and gave you a Tanakh and asked you to judge these cases. Number 5 you'd agree with. Number 4 you'd agree with. Number 3 I bet you'd agree with also. Number 2 Efshar you'd agree with. Oh, we have come up with Shomer Siyom Kenegat Yom? I really don't know we would have come up with Shomer Siyom Kenegat Yom because it says with suffer a lot or yeah, love. There's an extra law. Okay, there's an extra something, so your darshan something is not a tzeduki way of thinking, is it? So it's very, very peculiar. Now, and this is based on what Aaron was pointing at, and this, I think, going to be a linchpin, although it's going to take me a few steps to lynch? No. Whatever it is one does with a linchpin, yes?
I'm sorry to step in. You only quote the first part of Yamim Rabim, that there's an O in that
pasuk. If Ishaki Yazuzotama Yamim Rabim, below et nidata, o ki tazov al nidata. Ah, you're saying, because why am I saying that? I'm saying that because I'm going where the Shon Shabbal Peh, that's Yamim Rabim, below et nidasa or al nidasa. But you're right, if you're Pshuta Shal Mikra, ki yazov zov dama Yamim Rabim below et nidasa, o ki tazov al nidasa, maybe the o ki tazov is only one day. There's Yamim Rabim, or not Yamim Rabim, so maybe it's a Dugam Duvim Mokor, even though it's not exactly our Mokor. Okay, that's interesting. I have not thought of that, but it's not what the Gemara seems to say. The Gemara says because of the drasha, but it's something to think about. Okay, let me basically point out that there are two ways to deal with this. One way is what the Tosos Rush says, and Tosos sort of also implies the Tosos. Let's start with the Tosos Rush. Okay, where's the Tosos Rush? It's someplace here. Yeah. Tos Rosh Hashanah of the Haksiv, V'Safra La Shivas Yamin. Tos Rosh is also bothered by this. Why in heaven's name would the Tzedukim be motivated for this? Kim Lahu the Tzedukim Darshim Drasha Zumi Tura De La. They knew the Tzedukim Darshim this Drasha from the extra word law. Since when did Tzedukim Darshim extra word law to make a new halacha from something? I don't know, since sometimes. And here, if if you'll allow me to add in a little to the Tosfos Rosh. By the way, Tosfos says the same thing on Amud Beis. It's just an agav. There's other discussion. The second Tosfos on Daf Dal Amud Beis says, I forgot. Mashma de Einat Zvukim Modem Hydrasha. I forgot the Le'el Darshi Le'ilil of the Shabbos Yom. Even though the Tzedukim do Darshan, meaning the actual Tzedukim. They know, how do they know the actual Tzedukim? They live near Tzedukim. They know what the Tzedukim mean. Chazal cared what the Tzedukim think. Right? Again, not like nowadays. Nowadays, you go to Panovich or, you know, YU or any place else. You ask him, what do you think of the way the Reform rabbis interpret the Chumash? They'll say, I don't think very much. I don't know and I don't care. Right? But in those days, it was different for all kinds of different reasons. Mainly being that the Tzedukim were also from, just in a heretical way, and therefore more you need to engage them more than nowadays when it's from kite versus non from kite. Right? So, for whatever historical reasons, I don't care. Chazal were very aware of how the Tzedukim held. Right? What Masechet proves that? That Chazal were very aware of all the tainas and perushim of the Tzedukim. The last bunch of Mishnayos in. Masechet Yadayim. What does it say at the end of Masechet Yadayim? The last like 4 or 5 mishnayos. The Tzedukim say, Kol Lechem Prushim, because you doctrine this and you're wrong. And we say, no, you're wrong for this reason. The Tzedukim say this. And we say that back then. The Tzedukim say this. They were engaging in halachic discourse arguments with the Tzedukim in their days. So they knew full well what the Tzedukim hold. Says the Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh, we care about what actual Tzedukim hold. We care about the actual Tzeduki people. We don't care about what they would hold or should hold or could theoretically hold. We care about the actual Tzedukim. And if we know they agree to a certain drasha, and here I might add, and you, it doesn't matter if I'm right or wrong about this. It doesn't change anything. I might add that maybe it's not that Tzedukim agreed with this drasha because they agree with this rule of darshaning. Maybe they agreed with this drasha because they thought it made sense anyway. Maybe because of Oki Tzol Nidasa. Maybe they just thought it was logical that when everyone bleeds, she should have some tumma and you shouldn't like have no tumma. Who knows why they agreed with this drasha? Probably not to the force of the drasha. Probably for some side reason. But they happen to agree with this drasha. Okay, that's the meaning. They have to get the geder of Tzedukim Modimbo. What is the geder of Tzedukim Modimbo? Geder Tzedukim Modimbo. What does it mean that Tzedukim are Modimbo? Says Tosfos Nosos Rosh, the actual Tzedukim. Why do we care what the actual Tzedukim hold? Taka, they are heretics. The answer is because I'll say this. There are two ways to understand Tzedukim Modimbo. Tzedukim Modimbo could be a shorthand of saying Mefurash. It's explicit. Tzedukim Modimbo means what's explicit in the Chumash. We don't care about the Tzedukim. That's just an expression of what's explicit. That's obviously not what we just saw. Or you could say, no, Mefursam. Tzedukim Modimbo means everyone knows it. If everyone knows it, then that's not a valid mistake to make. I don't care why everyone knows it. If everyone knows it, then it's inexcusable. Right? And this is exactly the pshat of Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh, who say it depends on the actual shita of the Tzedukim. If the Tzedukim actually hold that, let's think about it. The Tzedukim hold it, and we held it until this Bezdin made the mistake. They were going against something, they made a mistake about something that everyone knew, that all Jews knew. If they went against something all Jews knew, it's so mefursam, so well known, that's not a valid mistake.
Mefursam amongst all Jews, or mefursam amongst the Tzedukim?
No, even amongst the Tzedukim.
In other words, there was a body of halacha that everybody, including
the correct. There, the Prushim knew it, and the Tzedukim knew it. And they said the opposite anyway. And something that's so mefursam, they have no right to say the opposite of. But keep in mind, at certain historical times, there were Tzedukim on the Sanhedrin even.
But how did they deal with this theologically? Well, they didn't have to.
No. They didn't have to. Just if everyone, and keep in mind, they were dialoguing with the Tzedukim. Again, the Tzedukim are not Christians, and they're not Reformed Jews. They were dialoguing with the Tzedukim. There were historical periods when the Tzedukim took over the Sanhedrin when the Prussian took over the Sanhedrin. They were part of the historical discourse, even though they were apikorsim. Right? So, I mean, it's interesting. I'm not getting into the status of Tzedukim. It's very, very interesting, the status of Tzedukim. Exactly what is their status? You know, we find in some places that they're considered kosher, in other places they're considered pasul. Why is a shchita of a Tzeduki kosher in some cases? You know, okay. But somehow, if all the people who knew halacha agree, even the tzedukim, it's so meforsam, that's not a valid mistake. However, what's the other option? Look at the Rambam. When the Rambam breaks down this halacha, can someone guess which word he doesn't say when he brings down this halacha? Which word does he not say at all? The word stuki. There is no word stuki in the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Something that's not explicit and clear in the Torah. Then they're chayav. But if there's a but someplace, avalim tova horu, etc. No, hold on. Ketzad. Okay, maybe he doesn't repeat his formulation. That's good enough, right? What does he say? Devarim mifurashim batora umivuarin. He says matter mifurash batora. He doesn't care about actual tzedukim. Who cares about the tzedukim? Who cares kimlu about the tzedukim darshin? Ma'ach batlan tzedukim. That makes him much more comfortable. He says, why do we care about the tzedukim hold? It's just a way of saying mifurash in the Torah. And if you look at the Rambam Perashah Mishnayos here, then
do I have a better girsa here?
Yes. Although here it doesn't make a difference in the girsa. If you look at the Rambam Perashah Mishnayos, what does he say? He says, he starts out saying even in the beginning, he says, if it was so clear that tzedukim would be moda. I mean, he doesn't care about the tzedukim, although it's that it's so clear that they would be moda. And at the end, he's even clearer. He says, look at the end, avalom shachu, the last two lines, the way, at least in my source, is after my Torah sheet, avalom shachu kasim iksuvi Torah, if they forgot a pasuk, or something which is strongly based in the pasuk. Harein Peturim, their potter. But also, what does it mean? Who Amram? What do they mean when they say Davar Shedukim Modeva? They say a pasuk or he talut chazakabekato, or something strongly based in the pasuk. This is clearly the Rambam. In both places, the Rambam is consistent, which we hope he generally would be, and he generally is. Right? He says nothing about Shedukim Modeva, only Mavur and Mavurish. In the Yad HaChazaka and the Perish Mishnayis. Of course he mentions Sukkah Modeva, because he's being farsh Mishnayis. Says, what do they mean by Sukkah Modeva? Kosov or Hitalot Chazaka B'Katov. The Rambam holds that it doesn't depend on Tzedukim. It only depends on explicit Pasuk or strong basis in the pasuk. Now, here, can I be machriya whose shot is better here, Tosos or the Rambam's? No, they're both better and they're both worse. What's the problem? On the one hand, the Rambam seems better misvara. Why do we actually care what the tzedukim hold? Why do we actually? We should just care whether it's before pasuk or not. But he's going to have to say that Shemesh Yom Keneged Yom is hitalot chazaka bakatuv and is mefurashim vuar, which is going to be a little dachuk. Tosfos says, no. Obviously, it depends on the force of the pasuk. It depends on the actual tzedukim. And then, how do we know what the actual tzedukim held? They knew, so everything automatically works out because we say they knew. Right? So Tosfos is a little dachuk. The svar is not as good. And the Rambam's dachuk because then, Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, this is going to be nicha according to Tosfos and very dachuk according to the Rambam. So dachuk that I must be missing something here. But okay, what am I going to do? The Rambam clearly has a shita.
That's why he has that phrase of Rishi.
Clearly, because he's thinking of this. But would I call that a hitalut chazaka more than any other halachan shas? Okay, so he did. Ein malasot. So that's exactly. Tosfos says Sukkim Modula is literally Tzedukim Modula. And the Rambam says it's a phrase for Tzedukim would be Modimba. After all, let me ask you a question. The Chora, this is a Din Doraisa, Tzedukim Modimba. What about before the word Tzedukim? No, man, but if there were Tzedukim, would they be Modimba? You know, it doesn't matter.
I understood that according to this Torah, Tzedukim is a litmus test to see what's...
Exactly.
If Tzedukim are Modimba...
Yes, that's what the Rambam means. That's exactly what the Rambam means. Tzedukim are a litmus test from a first
But if we know the favorite that the Tzedukim did or didn't hold something... So then what kind of litmus test is it?
Aha. You know, maybe for the Rambam, so the litmus test, whatever. So, and then the Rambam's going to end up being similar to Tosfos. Okay, Efshar. Now, let me ask one other question, and then we'll get to the Yesod here. Okay, Tosfos has a technical problem. However, I think this technical problem might end up being important. And you'll decide if you agree or not. What's Tosfos' technical problem? Are the Tzeduk and Modim and B'yashalo Kedarka, right? Which again, I said, is a pretty reasonable pshatic drasha. You know, whether that's drasha or pshat is very borderline. Our Gemara says clearly, it's Tzedukim are molded to the Aser B'yashalo Kedarka. What's the problem? The problem is the Gemara in Sanhedrin also wants to know if the Tzedukim are molded more or not. Why? They're not worried about Parma Dovashal Tzibur. They're worried about a different din. You might recall that when it comes to capital punishment, we are bleeding heart liberals, right? You learn Masechta Sanhedrin, we learn Masechta Sanhedrin once, right? We're very, very, very meek on capital punishment. One of the rules is, if you find someone guilty, they can appeal that they have a new tiny or evidence and be declared innocent. If you find someone innocent, you can't appeal and find them guilty, right? And that way it's like in the United States, right? In the United States, there's no double jeopardy. Once a guy's declared innocent in court, it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter if it's Baruch HaChama, you can't to haul him back into court to find him guilty. As opposed to Israel, where I'm fairly certain that even if they declare someone guilty, you can appeal for innocence. They declare someone innocent, the state can appeal for guilt. Okay, so in the halacha, once, at least in capital punishment, once a guy is declared innocent, you can't bring him back in for guilt. Says the Gemara, however, that that's only if they made a normal mistake. But the Gemara says, "Vusha tav darshen tzukim modim al tav darshen tzukim modim bazil kribei ravu." But if Bezdin made a mistake and they declared him innocent because they made a mistake about darshen tzukim modim bo, right? Let's say Bezdin declared him innocent. He brought a carbon to Avodah Zarah, and Bezdin declared him innocent. They said, "Oh, it's mutter to worship idols." That's darshen tzukim modim bo. That's zil kribei rav. They should have learned that in kindergarten. Then their psak is batal mevatal meikara, and it's as if he was never declared innocent. You can haul him back into court and find him guilty and execute him. Okay. The Gemara wants to know, what's an example of darshen tzukim modim bo? What's darshen tzukim modim bo? What does the Gemara say? Elehechi dami ein chozer. What's the case of a mistake that the tzukim wouldn't be modim? Amir bar Yochanan, which is a tosh shalokadarka. So here we have a stira. Our Gemara says it's tzukim are modim in the eser of beer shalokadarka. That Gemara says, no, that's a good example of darshen tzukim modim bo. So that is a stira. Let's put the stira on the board. What's the stira? How about if they say, Bia Shalo Kedarka is Buteris. Right? They say, hey, they don't they say it's Buteris. They could say it's not proper L'chachila, but they're at least not Gila Rice, right? Then what does our Gemara say? The Gemara in Horio says that the Tzedukin are modim. Dibia shalo kedarka is chayev. I mean, it's not the bia that's chayev, it's the person who does it that's chayev. If I excuse my improper grammar. But what did the Gemara in Sanhedrin say? Ein tzedukin modim l'chayev al bia shalo kedarka. So here we have a flat-out stira. Tosos and Ardaf asked that stira. It's a very flat-out stira. What does Tosos answer? And most Rishonim? There are three or four answers in the Rishonim. What are the answers? The easiest way is to make an okimta in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So what's one answer? Tosos in both places, and many other Rishonim as well, say, no, reread Sanhedrin in light of the next line in Horios. You think they meant Bia Shalo Kedarka? That's something Tzedukim don't admit. No, they do admit Bia Shalo Kedarka. What did they mean? They only meant in Sanhedrin, they were only matter Hera shelo kedarka, not bia shelo kedarka. The only matter hera shelo kedarka, that's something in Sedukim, or not modein. That's a subtle error. That's not a rookie mistake. That's not a notorious error. Okay. That's not a pashat stupidity. No, that's an error. Okay. You could say other things as well. Two other perushim that I put on the Makorah sheet is ancient pshat of Chiddush Yeran, the second answer. Chiddush Yeran, the second answer. His first answer says like Tosfos. Says, of course that Tzedukim are mode of the B'yish Lokidak is Aser, except by one case. What case? Go one line up in Sanhedrin, it says, no Eif v'no Afet. Right? Meaning adultery. They weren't Matur B'yish Lokidak and Gila Arayas. Only in Eishas Ish. Right? No, he says, in Sanhedrin, they were only Matur Bia Shalokidarka Be'eshes Ish. They weren't Matur Bia Shalokidarka in Gilei Arayu, the other Gilei Arayus, only in Eshes Ish. And why might it be a reasonable mistake to be Matur Bia Shalokidarka in Eshes Ish? Because what does the pasuk say? Uve'eshes Amitcha lo titain Shatcha Lezara Latamava. It says Lezara. Zera. Zera is only Kedarka, right? There's no, you can't impregnate someone. Shaloka Darka. Maybe they say all the other Gilei Arayos, then of course be a Shaloka Darka is Usher Mishka Ve'isha. But when it comes to Ishnish, only Kedarka is Usher, because it says Lazara. Right? Because Lazara, and there's no Mazria, you can to have the babies Shaloka Darka. Okay, interesting. Like, what would be the lundus behind that? What would be the lumbus behind that mistake? You know, you'd have to say, I mean, not that we need lumbus behind every mistake, because it's interesting to say, all the other Gilei Arayos, these are people who you fundamentally should not be connected to. Therefore, even be a Shalom Kedarka is Usher. By Eishes Ish, fundamentally you can be connected to her. If her husband divorced her, then you can marry her behef. Right? No problem at all. It's just you shouldn't intrude on their relationship. So maybe you could say, intruding on their relationship is Kedarka. That's the Dabai Be'ishtav Ha'il Vasar Echa. That's the where the relationship is located. If you do something else, it's not intruding on their relationship. If you're all there doing Kedarka in a way that's Bahamar, the Ishva Isha, and has a family, and you're not, so maybe you think that's not so bad. Again, I'm not saying you should take this too seriously. But as a theoretical svar, okay, that's also possible. The Tosos Rush, if you look at all the Tosos Rush there, it's a little funny. He has like one deeper where he repeats Tosos and another deeper where he takes a totally different approach, seems to be two different deos. But he has a fascinating deo there. He says, we can make a chilek between our sugya and that sugya. Anyone notice what the Tosos Rush said to answer the stira? Again, what's the stira? Our sugya says, Matrim Gush Lokadarka is a rookie mistake. That was just promoted about. The Akdimir says, no, Matrim Gush Lokadarka is a possible mistake. How could it be? It could be only Hara. It could be only Ishus Ish. Suggest the Tosos Rush. He says, based on Noif and no office. Why do they say Noif and no office? Why not just Nioth? You know what the mistakes in that sugya are? Are about Hadadiyut. Are about whether they're both Chayiv or only one is Chayiv. Or zero are Chayiv. What if the man and woman are not equal partners in crime, right? For example, let's say one is underage and one is an adult, one is a minor, etc. So what does he suggest there? Maybe our Gemara means it's no one could matter be a Shalok Adarka for the man. That Gemara means, you know when they say be a Shalok Adarka is potter? They meant for the woman. And what would the Svara be? Give me a second. He says, no, in Horios, they were referring to the man. In Sanhedrin, they were only matter, again, matter, for the woman. What's the svara? Why would it be they would say the woman's not chayav mishlo kedarka, the man is? Mishkeve isha. Ve'azokha loshka mishkeve isha. Don't get the man. For the man, that's mishkeve isha. But for the woman, not. Why? Based on a Gemara. The Gemara says, after all, why is a woman considered doing a ma'isa? The Gemara says, ha'nefashot ha'osot. Where's the woman being osa? Hey, and no one's saying she's tzadekes for Gila Rice, but she's not osa. The man is osa. She's not osa anything. She's karka olam, like it says in Sanhedrin in the 8th parak.
The answer is, she's Nana. Her Hana is considered Maisa. So now, there's actually stiras in the Gemara, which the Tosos asks in Kedushin, whether a woman is Nana or not, but you could easily say that, Vayishkav Osa Vayaneha, what does Rashi say in Parshas Vayishlach? Vayishkav Osa Kedarka, Vayaneha Shalok Kedarka. Shalok Kedarka is Inoy. Inoy is not Hana, Lechora. Right? So, says, yeah, because the woman's not nanny. The man's nanny, Shalok Kedarka, the woman's not nanny. If the woman's not nanny, the woman's potter. And that's why you have to read this Gemara, says those Rush. They were told about the rebalance, the relationship, the equation of the noif and the noefis, of the man and the woman. In what way can they make a reasonable mistake about the relationship, the difference between the man and the woman? Shalokadarka, they thought shalokadarka, there's a difference between the man and the woman. Halakha is not true. Luckily, they're both chayiv shalokadarka. But it's a very reasonable mistake that Zukum would be moda to think that, right, that for the man be shalokadarka is asur, because he gets the same hana. But for the woman, she doesn't get hana shalokadarka, so it's mutter. I know there's a stealing more whether she gets hana shalokadarka, but it's perfectly reasonable to say not. They only want to the woman because Eina nehenes. Okay, that's a very reasonable way to answer the steer. There are plenty of reasonable ways to answer the steer, right? The problem is, Rashi doesn't seem to allow any of them. What does Rashi say in Sanhedrin? Meaning, if you told me, do I need a fourth answer? No, these answers are good enough. But what does Rashi say in Sanhedrin? Says Rashi in Sanhedrin. Listen hard. If I find it, 1 second. Ah, here we are. Now, he could have said, because Ishizish is different, because it's only the woman, because only Hara. But what does he say? He says, sorry, 1 second. Here we are. Deloma farish chiyuv behedya. It's not explicit in the Torah to ask her to be a shlokadarka. De Rabbanan yalfila, it's a drush l'arani, mishkeve isha, shnei mishkavos. Rabbanan darshan mishkeve isha, there's such thing as shnei mishkavos, that shlokadarka is a mishkav. Veinat stukim modema, stukim modet to be a shlokadarka bechlal. So now we have a problem. What's the problem? Four, we'll call it four stars, that's not an answer. Rashi Sanhedrin says, ein hatzdukim modem lesor bia shelo kedarka bechlal. Didrasha hi. Ve'eino mefurish bekasov. Rashi takes away all the ways to answer the stira. But all the ways, of course, the tzedukim admit that we say bishke ve'isha, there's an isra bishke lo kedarka. It's just they don't admit in Hera and Eishas Ish for the woman. And Rashi says, no, a flat out stira. Our Gemara says tzedukim do admit to this drasha. And Rashi and Sanhedrin says tzedukim don't admit to this drasha. Okay, so what could you do? On the one hand, you could say Rashi doesn't have to be consistent. He just reads each sugya the way it flows in the simple way, and then you're not letting us kashas. Okay, I want to suggest that maybe you could ask the kasha on Rashi if you have an answer, right? And maybe you could have an answer. How can you maybe have an answer? So I think we just have to go to the following problem that I kept promising I would discuss, and eventually I have to keep my promise. It's rare that I keep my promise on the same day that I make it, but sometimes I do. Why are you putter on Darashat Zdukin Motimbo? Right? What's the Sibas Haptor in Ta'u Bidavar Chatzidukin Modimbo? What's the Sibas Haptor? So, let's see if we can figure this out. Says Rashi, and I hope this won't be too subtle. Says Rashi, look at Rashi in Daf Dalet and Aleph. Dibur Hamaschil. 1 second. Yes, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Dibur Hamaschil, Zilkri Beravhu. They came into Echel Limo Veleda. Since Zilkri, they could have learned it easily, and they didn't. Remember this phrase by Echel Limo, which we're not sure where Rashi gets the phrase from yet, until we turn the page. Have shoge, lo have shoge ma'al, it's not a real shoge. The kar of lemezid havi, it's kar of lemezid,
We know that when it comes to karbanos, you only chayv achatas b'shogeg, not for a mezid, and not even for a karuv mezid, right? There's negligence and there's gross negligence. This is, negligence is tolos b'shikol adas, the wrong judgment call. Negligence is tolos b'bar mishnah, you forgot a source. You forgot a mefurish tosefta. Or nowadays, you forgot a sifn shulchan aruch. Okay, that's negligence. Gross negligence is zil kripei rav. You forgot something that's dukim molten bo. That's gross negligence. Gross negligence is karuv l'mezid. There's no kapara for a mezid. Okay, that's what Rashi says. And Rabbeinu Hananel says something similar. If I will read you what Rabbeinu Hananel says in our sugya, says
Rabbeinu Hananel,
Dim Rasal, Dovrishet Stukin Modimbo, he says, yeah, Kolomar, Ain Eilu Rin Lo Ra, they shouldn't have been Moreh, but Shogin Krov Lemezidim, hey, Eitel Hora, and they're Shogin Krov Lemezid. Shayelim Lemo Velom, they should have learned and they didn't learn. They're Shogin Krov Lemezid. Maybe the Ptur is Mitzad Krov Lemezid. So you could say the Ptur is Mitzad Krov Lemezid, says Rashi and Rath. Karov l'mezid. After all, the pasuk says, "V'chi sishku," or in Yevim Kolayasul Yishku, and it's not a shogeg; it's a karov l'mezid. It's not a mezid mamish, but it's a karov l'mezid. And karov l'mezid is potter; it's potter from karov, not potter from karov as a kula, potter from karov as a chumra. That's one derech to say that it is karov l'mezid. However, there is another derech. Yeah. Says the Rambam of the Mishnah Torah, his lashon is, Ein zuvir hayotzev zeh shikigas hora ela shicha. It's not shikigas hora, it is shicha. Okay? Not 100% clear what he's trying to say there. It's not shikigas hora, but rather it is shicha. He doesn't seem to say karv l'mezid. After all, shicha is normally not karv l'mezid. If I forget, that usually makes me a classic shogeg. I forgot the Isser of Shabbos. I'm a shogeg normally. Likewise, the let's see who's in. One second. Yeah, okay, the Parish Mishnah says the same thing. This Seder. So we're not sure exactly what he means by that, but the Netziv in the Mor Misada is very clear. What does the Netziv say in the Mor Misada? He says, etc. Okay. Maybe it's not so first, you have to figure out what he's saying. That, you know where we get this from? We get this from Rav Ashi says, in Zakin Mamri, it says the word hora, right? It says, Vesisa Kholasher Yoruch. It's not a hora. If it darsh that tzduk in motivo. That's not a psak. Certain things are not even a psak. There's a correct psak, there's an incorrect psak, and there's something that's not even a psak. Right? Some things are not even a psak, like mufka, right? Remember like the famous Ravid of the Russian Mako says, kashal edus, pasal edus, and mufka from edus. What does he say? He says, if I have a lawsuit, you're kashal edus. My brother is pasal edus. If I testify with my own house, I'm not even kashal edus or pasal edus. I'm not even edus in the first place. It's called mufka in yeshivish terminology. Right? And then he says many nafaminas, which we won't get into right now. Says the Merome Sadeh, and therefore he says, he thinks maybe you have to have some zirashav that connects with hora. It's not called hora. Hora, a correct hora, is when I paskin the truth. A mistaken hora is when I paskin to make a mistake. When I say something that the tzedukim are, it's against what the tzedukim are modibo, I say something patently obvious, I say something ridiculous, that's not even a mistake in hora. Saying something ridiculous is a joke. That's not even a hora, that is a joke. Okay, this is an interesting question, you know, what's the difference between, you know, a working car, a non-working car, and something that's not a car? Right, at a certain point, Right, I could sell you a working car. I could sell you a not working car. You know, if I sell you a bicycle, it's not enough. I haven't even sold you a car. Right? It's not even in the parsha. That's a joke. That's not a failure. That's a joke. And maybe that's similar to Bezdin passing Shabbat is over when it's not, meaning passing the sun set when it isn't. That's not even the realm of Sah. That's just I'm talking words. So maybe the Rambam. I'm not promising anything of the Rambam, right? But I'm certainly not promising anything, but certainly the Marome Sadeh. He says, it's not because it's Karv L'Mezid. It has nothing to do with how blameworthy they are. It's because you only Chayv Parol and Dover when there's a Chalos Horah. Obviously, a false Horah, a Rabatos, but it still has to be a Horah. If I say a whole lumpish thing that's wrong, that's a false Horah. If I tell you, you know what, pigs are kosher, that's not a false Horah. That's a joke. That's not a Horah at all. And without a Horah, there's no Chayv Parol and Dover Shel Tzibur. How do we know? I might have said Misvara. He says, no, from the Gzera Shava of Dover Dover. He says that it's not a Chalom Shem Horah. Yes?
Rashi also right before.
Correct. And the Rilu Nil also is both Lashonos. If you look at the Rav before, he says, Lo Havi Horah Ma'alya. Right? Lo Havi Horah Ma'alya. It's not a good Horah. Horah Mu'la. Right? So Rashi did the Lashon, but he says, it's not a Horah Ma'alya. It's not a good Horah. And I think in putting the Rashis together, you could say differently if you want. I would say, if you put the Rashis together, what he means is it's not a good Horah, rather it's Korv L'Mezid. It's not a good Horah. Okay, you can think creatively differently if you want, and I can even suggest some directions, but not now.
This is from the side of the Bezdin. We can use the same scores for the side of the Yachid.
Aha! What about the Yachid in this case, if it's Dover Shetish? So that's an interesting question. What would happen? Morty was. Good. Right, so Morty was discussing with me before, and what about every Yachid vi Yachid? If they, you know, what happens to them? So you could say, the Gemara doesn't say what happens to every Yachid vi Yachid. I don't think the Gemara says. The Rambam says, the Gemara doesn't. You could say, no, Tagmet, every Yachid is Potter. You could say, if you want, every Yachid is Potter, because they were listening to Bezdin and they were a Nusim. Or you could say, no, every Yachid is Chayav. Or you could say, every Yachid is Potter, you're Karv L'Mezid. Correct. That's interesting. If it's Karv L'Mezid, maybe every Yachid is also Karv L'Mezid. Or maybe you could say, no. A Yachid's not Karv L'Mezid. Why? Because even though it's Zilkri Be Rav, if the rabbi said differently, then we can't call him Karv L'Mezid if we listen to the rabbi, right? After, you know, we're not going to get into Parshiot in the news in the last few years of when the rabbi told a woman something that's against the pasuk, whether she believed him or not, right? But you can see that it's not so posh in terms of the people. Could be they are Karv L'Mezid. It could be the person. He was so over intimidated by what the rabbi's pasuk, and maybe he's not a Karv L'Mezid,
Efshar. What if there's no rabbis involved? Yochid was over
You know what? The truth is that no, it's Mefurish we passed in his Chayva Karba and Tinuk Shanishba Lubina Akom and Girshka Lubina Akom. Maybe the Yochid didn't read the Torah. Who says every Yochid read the Torah? Sanhedrin should at least read the Torah. You know, who says every. You can't say I'm paskening if I never read the Torah, but it could be the Yechidim who never read the Torah. Who says they read the Torah? The rabbi should at least know what it says in the Chumash. Who says they're in the Torah? You know, I don't know. Maybe they were a girl in Satmar. They weren't allowed to read the Torah, right?
I wasn't actually asking about this. I was in the next Mishnah where they found he was a mamzer afterwards.
Okay, fair enough. And there's a different calculus. Okay, you're absolutely right. Okay, Victor. Now, let me ask a simple question. Can we prove who's right here? So, look at Daf Dalet Amud Beis. What it's saying, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Oh, Shalom Hayom Boflo Shal Bezdin Sham. We're in Daf Dalet Amud Beis. After the first Mishnah. That if the Muflo Shal Bezdin, which we'll call the Rosh Hashiva Bezdin, right? In the Rambam's Lashon. If the Rosh Hashiva wasn't there at Bezdin Paskind, then there's no Chiyuv Par Hilum Davar. Why not? Minala, Amar Rav Sheish, Pain Tavir Yishvam, Tein Ma, Amar Hovar Davar Shetuk Mod, Mav Torim Deisha Hayolim Lim Lo Lamdu. Ah, here we have an equation. If they paskin without the Rosh Hashiva, that's the same as paskining against Dover Shetzukim Modim Bo.
What's the common denominator? Both Hayulahem Lilmadu. They should have learned and they didn't. Now, that's where we saw that phrase in Rashi and the Rebbe Chacham. What does Hayulahem Lilmadu sound like? Hayulahem, the low, is blaming, right? Haya is always a blaming word. You should have and you didn't. Right? That's a, right? That's what we always say to our kids, right? You should have and you didn't. Not that it'll help. But they're blameworthy. Why are they blameworthy? Well, they're always negligent for any mistake, but they're grossly negligent. If you paskin without the Rebbe, you paskin when the Rebbe's in the bathroom, that's grossly negligent. You paskin when, you know, the Rebbe's sick one day and then you make psukim, that's grossly negligent. Just like to go against Davar Shetzduk and Modem was grossly negligent. From this Gemara, it sounds like the problem is that it's not a cold hurrah. The problem is Hayulamuzolamdu. They didn't do what they should have done. They didn't fulfill their chiyuvim b'sisiyin, their most basic obligations. They didn't follow most basic procedures. So this sounds like, what's the proof for this? The raya is Horios Daftal Rebbei says Hayulahem lilmod v'lo lamdu, just like Lo Haya Nufla Shel Bez Din Shon. Okay, that's a good proof for Rashi and Ben Hanadol. The Psalms Karv Amazed, they were stupid. They weren't just wrong and mistaken, they were stupid. They were grossly negligent. Either A, they should have at least known the Chumash, or known basic Judaism, and B, they shouldn't have paskened on the day the Rosh Yeshiva was sick. What's the raya for the Merumah Sadeh's understanding? So I think here, and again, this is what I think. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Lama Gimel and Beis. What does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin Lama Gimel and Beis? If Bezgin exonerates you because they made a mistake with the Rosh Hashanah and Modim Bo, you're not exonerated. You can be sued again and found guilty of capital punishment. Right? It's you're not. You never have a chalos of a ptur. That sounds. Now, does that have to do with blameworthiness of Beis Din? Are we talking about whether Beis Din is how bad Beis Din are, or are we talking about whether something was chal on you or not? In Sanhedrin, we're talking about whether the psak is, if a psak of potter is chal on you, no double jeopardy. If there's no psak of potter on you, we can haul you back into court. Saying there's no psak of potter, that's saying it's not a hurrah, right? And I think that's the raya for this side. The raya is Sanhedrin, Lamed, Gimel, and Beis. What does it say? It says that a mistake, the davar shat sedukin modim bo, is not considered a psak. That's what we're saying. It's not a psak. You never had a psak of putter. If you had a wrong psak of putter, you were bleeding heart liberals and you get off and we can't appeal. Just like the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or whatever. I forget where this is. This is in the Constitution? It doesn't matter. Who cares? Once you have a psak of innocent, there's no double jeopardy. That's if you have a psak. But if you don't have a psak of innocent, let's go havdil to American law. The judge declared you innocent. And we have overwhelming evidence that you're guilty. And that the judge was biased because someone was black or white or whatever, brown or whatever. It doesn't matter. Once you're innocent, you're innocent. We can't sue you again. What if it turns out that the judge was never appointed a judge. He just set up his own fake court. He was never authorized to judge anything. Then, of course, we'll say, you never declared innocent. That was a joke. You haven't been in court yet. That's what we're saying here. If he makes a regular mistake and declares your putter, you got off. You're lucky. If he makes a mistake, he never said anything. There was never a court. There was never a judgment. It never happened. Okay, that clearly is saying that. What's the problem with Darshan Tugumodiba? That it's not a chalos hurrah. Right? That seems to be taking it a slightly different approach. Now, what could you say? You could say that, now what is each side going to say about the other side? Right? So, what is the Merumah Sadeh going to say about Amud Beis? After all, he's writing his parish on Amud Aleph. L'chore, he'd have something to say about Amud Beis as well. So, what's he going to say about Amud Beis? So, what about Harios Daftal and Amud Beis? Say very simply. Either he could say, A, he has this trick. He thinks this is only according to Rav Ashi, because only Rav Ashi requires Hora, because he learns Dover from Zakin Mamre, and by Zakin Mamre it says Lashon Hora. So you could say it's a machlok samarayim. This is the Shmuel that requires Hora, and that is Rav Yosef, and the other Amorim don't require Hora. So he could say, right, Ulai, not Ulai, it's a machlok samarayim, but Dover, you could say, no, that's the other Shita in Amorim. Oh no, you can't say that, because that other Shita Amorim doesn't pass the Dover Shita Gemodim Bavaklah. Take it back. Okay. What are you going to have to say? I think this is what you maybe have to say. Maybe you're going to have to say, there also means it's not a halos hora. Doesn't mean they're carved to mazed. What? Oh, does he say that? Here, in this piece? Or later? Okay, okay, great. Thank you, Mati. So that's very simple. Just say, there the tour is also because it's not a chalos hora. It's not a chalos hora just because Rosh Hashiva wasn't there? Well, that depends how important you make the Rosh Hashiva, right? But if you say the Rosh Hashiva plays a unique role, who says the Rosh Hashiva plays a unique role? We haven't gotten there yet. Who compares the Rosh Hashiva to something very, very, very chashiv sounding? Or someone very chashiv sounding? Oh, it goes on the Makoros. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin says, you have 71 judges, they pick the smartest one, appoint him Rosh Hashiva, and the Rosh Hashiva is B'mkom Moshe Rabbeinu. If you say he's B'mkom Moshe Rabbeinu, then Yeshlan. What if I paskind without checking with Moshe Rabbeinu? Now, I don't mean I'm a lower court. We know in Parshas Yisro that's okay. What if Sanhedrin Gedola, V'nasu Itcha B'masa Ha'am? Right? Itcha. Maybe it's not a hora if they don't consult Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, I don't think the Rambam thinks that's what the Yerushalmi is talking about, but fine, that's what all the Achronim think. So if it's Me'inei Ha'idan, that's not even what's in the Parah. Correct. But I don't know how much that helps with the Bavli, because the Bavli doesn't seem to be darshaning that. Unless, okay, so that's easy. You could say it's also not a Chalos Hora, right? Hora without the Rosh Yeshiva, who's equal to Moshe Rabbeinu, is not a hora, right? It's not a hora. It's not because of Karv Lamezid, like we thought. Hayolam Limo V'lo Lama. It's not the Pashbach. No, Hayolam Limo V'lo Lama. The procedure says they should have done, so they didn't follow the procedure, even though it's a loose comparison to Zdukim. It's not a halos hora. Okay, you can get out of that. What's Rashi going to do with Sanhedrin? Meaning, if the problem is that they're Karav Lamezid, then what does that have to do with Sanhedrin, with double jeopardy? Karav Lamezid has to do with how liable the Bezdin is, what carbon the Bezdin could or cannot bring, how the Bezdin gets kapara for their terrible deeds. What does that have to do with whether there's double jeopardy or not? Here it gets a little tricky. What is he going to do with Sanhedrin? If Darshan Zugamot makes you Karav Lamezid, who cares that you're Karav Lamezid in Sanhedrin? Even if the judge was amazed, L'chor wants you to declare you innocent, you declare you innocent. You know? I don't care why you declare you innocent. So, what about Sanhedrin? So here, I think, I want to kill two birds with one stone, and that's the icker interesting thing I have to say today. Or on this part of the sugya. I have an interesting thing to say on the next part of the sugya. See if we get to it. What's Rashi going to say? I think what Rashi is going to have to say is Pashut. Is that the Gemara and Sanhedrin, even though they have the same phrase, it's not the same principle as here. He looked here at Amud Beis, said, the principle is negligence versus gross negligence. He looked in Sanhedrin, the principle is hora versus not hora. Who brought in hora here? He just say that's a different sugya. This lami is daiti. What do I think he's going to say? What's he going to say? He's going to say, that's a different sugya. And why do you think it's a different sugya? Because each sugya he reads in its context. And what's he saying? He's saying, if you want to call it Tzvei Dinim Darshat Zugamodra, you call it Tzvei Dinim Darshat Zugamodra. In Horios, the concern is Shogeg versus Mezid. And therefore, the Ptur is because of Karov the Mezid. and Sanhedrin. And how does he know that? Because of Hailam Limo of Alolamdu.
Okay, I need to write here. Right? And the proof is Hayalahem Limlod, the Chuli. Hayalahem
is a language of blaming. Sanhedrin has nothing to do with blaming.
There, the concern is Chalos Horas Ptur.
Is there Chalos Horas Ptur? Is there not Chalos Horas Ptur? And
the reason the guy's pot, the reason the guy is not potter, but the reason the guy is Chayav Misa is because there was no Chalos Horas Ptur.
Right? Because Dorsh is Mukham, not a Hora. Now,
you can say the other way.
What?
You could say the Marami Sadeh is saying the same thing in the opposite direction. In other words, if you're allowing Rashi to split his opinion into two different sugyas, so you could say that the Rambam possibly and the Marami Sadeh is also split his opinion into two different sugyas.
Between Amun Aleph and Amun Beis, you mean? Or
no,
between here and Sanhedrin?
Between Sanhedrin.
But how would that. But. No, because the Marami Sadeh is on our sugya, and the Rambam is on our sugya. They're talking about our sugya. Now, why do I think this might help us? Because if you recall, in the last part of our board, we were stuck with an unresolved stira in Rashi. Now I think we could tie these two things together. Is there a garbage can there?
Yeah.
And resolve the stira in Rashi. What can you say? You can say very, very pashut. It's not so pashut, because I have to find where to say it.
Here. Hopefully this will be enough space.
You could say very, very pashut, Lafi Rashi. There are two different sugyas, Porios and Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is about Chalos Horah. Porios is about Karov Lemezit. Now, say very simple. What's the gedder of Pesukim Modeba? Who says the same both sugyas? Mefurish or Mefursam? So, Mefurish or Mefursam? So what I want to say is this. If you're asking whether it's a Chalos Horah or not, Chalos Horah doesn't depend on Tzedukim. You don't have to consult the heretics to know what's a Chalos Horah. Chalos Horah depends on Mefurish Bekra. So then, in this case, the Geder is Mefurish. In which case? Is Biyash Lokadarka Mefurish? It's not Mefurish. It's a Drusha Sakra. And therefore, Biyash Lokadarka is not Mefurish. And that's what he says there. What's the Lashon of Rashi Sanhedrin? He's not concerned about any real-life Tzedukim. He says, D'lo Mefurish Chiyuve Behedya. It's not explicit. D'Rabbanan Yalpila. It's a drasha. Yes, over there, the concern is with the Chalos Horah or not. You want to know it's a Chalos Horah. If it's against them, a Mefurish Pasuk is not a Chalos Horah. If it's against a drasha, it's a Chalos Horah. Because after all, drashas are, you can say this way, that way. That's in Sanhedrin, he's concerned with Chalos Horah. How does he know? Because it's about whether it's a Chalos Ptur. But in our sugya, he looked at him at Bayes and says, we're not concerned with Chalos Horah, we're concerned with blameworthiness. Is this negligence or gross negligence? He says, you know what? Negligence or gross negligence depend on whether it's before some. If everyone, even the Tzedukim and even everyone knows something, and you forget it, that's gross negligence. And there we want to say, in our sugya, the Geder is before some, putting all the parts of the board together. And therefore, if the getter is before some, then you could just say, Bia Shalom Kedarka is before some. Even the Tzedukim admit. So it's not, the Stira and Rashi is, not just the Stira Stam, the two sugyas sound different. Two sugyas are working in different Gedarim, the Darsh and Tzedukim both, because they have different concerns. When your concern is Chalos Horah, you look at the force of the Pasuk, this is not the force of the Pasuk. Ain't a Tzedukim both. When in our sugya, Hailam Lumum Lalami, you're asking are they grossly negligent? Then you look at what the actual Tzedukim hold. If even the Tzedukim admit, then you have no excuse. And therefore, since the Tzedukim admitted to the Drasha, Biyash Lokadarka, or if you wish, you could say it's, no, that's good. And therefore, Biyash Lokadarka is going to Dabrasha Tzedukim Motuba. That's, I think, how to resolve, you know, you have two problems in Rashi. Number one, Rashi is separate between two sugyas. Seems to be stuck. And Rashi makes a steer routine the same two sugyas. Put those together and you see how that answers the steer in Rashi. Kach nirala nias dati. Okay, any objections? Great. Okay, now we're ready to go on to Amud Beis. Amud Beis tells us, Boi Rav Yosef, in Harisha Shabbos Mahu, what if they bezdit uproots what the Abulach of Harisha on Shabbos? Is that considered akiras haguf or miktsas? He sees it in between. It's a whole guf of an abalacha, but it's only a miktsas of Shabbos. So the question is a subunit considered akiras haguf or only miktsas? So on the one hand, miyam became the kamodim chulu melsak vidim miktsas. Now they're mowed in the rest of Shabbos, they're only about the part of Shabbos. Odilma came to Karkum, the Karisha, Kaleka, Karkiris, and Guftam. They uproot all of Karisha, so that's like Akiris and Guf. Tashma, Yesh needed a Torah of Al-Baal, Shemeresh Yom Kenegad Yom Potter, Vamai Ha'akrin, Shemeresh Yom Kenegad Yom Kaleker. What do you want to know whether a subunit counts as Akiris and Guf? The Mishnah says they uproot all of Shemeresh Yom Kenegad Yom, they're Chayiv, even though they're uprooting the whole subunit, so that proves that it's considered Mixas. No, didn't we already reinterpret it earlier and say they didn't really uproot all Shemesh Yom Kenegad Yom, they uprooted Hara, or they uprooted Laila, etc. Tashma, Yeh Shabbos V'dor Mol Shemesh Yom Kenegad Yom, Potter, Mai Ha'akrin, Lo Tzaka Likr, very close parallel, they uprooted one Av. Said in the first mission, if they uproot one Av, they're Chayav, so that shows one Av is Miktsas. Hasanami Kedashanim, nah, they're also, it's like we explained, they didn't really uproot the whole Av. They just mocked Hachnasa, or Hoshata, or Zrika. Tashma, Yeshua's Chom Batorah, Mustachav Potter. By my Bahak in the Shtachav HaKalikr, Heshtachav is a subunit. And if they uproot a whole subunit, they're Chayav, that's Poshim Ibaya. No, I'm reading Shtachav, no, I can shun him. No, also we explained they didn't really uproot all the Shtachav. They only uprooted Shtachav if it's not normal to do that, or Shtachav that you don't fully vow. Okay, so in the end, this Ibaya seems to be low Ifshita. Some people with Gersa Teku, but so we don't have any Gersa Teku. It's an Ibaya low Ifshita. We don't know whether uprooting a subunit counts as Akiras Kol HaGuf or doesn't count as Akiras Kol HaGuf. Because even though the Mishnah made it sound like uprooting a subunit is Bittul Mitzas, that whole Mishnah could be reinterpreted. Okay, second Ibaya. Now here we're not sure what this Ibaya is. David, by the way, when you get a chance, I'm sorry. Boy Rav Zeira, in Shabbos b'Shvi'as Mahu. What if they say you don't have to keep Shabbos during Shemitah? Right? After all, the whole year is Shabbos, so why do you have to keep Shabbos? And here there are different Gersos. What's the different Gersos? Our Gersa is in Shabbos B'Shvi'as. What's the other Gersa? In Chamish B'Shvi'as, right? The Tosus Rush. I think he's on the Daf, and the Rav Hanan all is on the Daf somewhere. Bayi Rav Zeira, etc. Amr in Harisha Ktsira B'Shabbos Shvi'ma. What if you uproot Harisha and Ktsira, right? One or two Abulachas in Shvi'as. Or what if you uproot all of Shabbos in Shvi'as? Basically, what if you uproot something temporarily? Is that considered Akiras HaGuf? Because you uproot it all temporarily. You know, either you uproot Shabbos, or if you assume an Abalach is a guf, you uproot an Abalach temporarily. Or since it's only temporary, that's considered Bittul Mitzas V'Kiyum Mitzas. So, and what would be an example of mistakes? But my toe, what mistake they've made? Behadnik Rabbi Chorosh V'Kosher Tetzbos. It says, rest in plowing and harvesting. Bizman Ti'ika Harisha Ika Shabbos. Bizman Ti'ika Harisha Ika Shabbos. Ah, Becharish means in a year of Harisha. In a year where you plow, keep Shabbos. In a year where you harvest, keep Shabbos. In a year where you don't plow or harvest, you don't have to keep Shabbos because you're yotzei with the whole year. You're keeping Shabbos anyway, just in a different way. So, since they, on the one hand, you could say, since they keep it, Shavua, by the way, everyone knows that Shavua in Shas does not mean what Shavua means to us. Right, Shavua doesn't mean week in Shas. That's only a more modern usage. Shavua means seven-year cycle. Right, so since they are keeping Shabbos in the other 6 years of the cycle, they're only Bittul Mitzas. Well, don't keep the Arkan and Shvi'as Kakiras Gilda. Or since on Shvi'as they say don't keep Shabbos at all, maybe that's Akiras Kol HaGuf. Ravina Tashma, we can learn from this halacha of a Navi Sheker. Navi Shes Navi Laker Dovin Divrei Torah Chayiv. A Navi who prophesies, Hashem sent me to erase an Isser. Right, like right, Jesus came and said that. You don't have to keep kosher anymore. Okay, so he's one of the many reasons he's chayav misa. Right? Lebitzel, it's not the only one. Lebitzel mitzas lekiyum mitzas. What if he says keep a mitzvah partially and don't keep it partially? Rav Shimon Amar Pater, he says Pater. But in Avodah Zarah, even he says today bow down to an idol, tomorrow don't. He says only one time dispensation bow to an idol, but for the rest of history don't. He's still chayav. Why? To the special drusha we were machmei v'avodas kachavim. Now, if you might need like the broader context of this price. So what's the price is saying? Bittul mitzvah v'kiyum mitzvahs of other mitzvos is potter, but of avodas kachavim is chayiv. What's an example of bittul mitzvah v'kiyum mitzvahs by avodas kachavim? You can worship today, but not afterwards. So what do we see? That temporary abrogation is called bittul mitzvah v'kiyum mitzvahs. Matter of fact, the Rambam says what kind of bittul mitzvah v'kiyum mitzvahs in other mitzvos is he potter? If he says there's a temporary heter by other mitzvot, he's allowed to say, look, Eliyona came and said, you can do Shchut Eichot once on Har HaKarmel, that we get to lean this year, although we don't usually get to lean in on Parshat Pinchas. But if he says worship idols once, okay, so what do we see? That matrim something temporarily is called bitul mikzas, right? Shma mina in Shabbos priest gives him mikzas, mikzas dami shma mina, right? Okay, straightforward. The only thing not straightforward in this Gemara is, I mean, a few not straightforward points, but I'm going over them. The most bothersome point in this Gemara is the psak of the Rambam, which is a little mysterious. There are two things in the Rambam in this Gemara, and here I don't have a great answer. But okay, we should mention the difficulty at least. You got the board, right? Okay. We have two cases in our Gemara. What are the two cases in our Gemara? One is... uprooting an Av. Akiras Av Melacha Echad. Two is... Akira Lizman. Temporary Akira. What would we think is the Psak? Right? The first case is Suffolk, right? You buy the Lishita. Suffolk. And Akira Lizman is Chayav Par, right? Because that's considered Bitul Mixus Kiyum Mixus. What did the Rambam say a little bit strangely? What does he say about the first case? If you uproot one Av Melacha? Osha akru av mi avos melacha, hare elu chayavin. And what does it say about the temporary uprooting? Fair question? Nothing. Nothing. So this is a little strange. They're both strange. Obviously, the first one is stranger. How does he know the answer? The Gemara doesn't know the answer. And the second one is also strange. If the Gemara does have an answer, why doesn't he quote it? Okay, you can say he doesn't quote everything, but he quotes pretty much everything else on this stuff. So it's a bit, I admit that it is a bit peculiar. I can maybe justify, and I don't have a great answer, all the other ones have a gazillion answers. I can maybe justify the second one if you have the Gersa of the Rebbeinu Chanan and Tosfos Rosh. In general, it's a good bet the Rambam has the Gersa of Rebbeinu Chananel, except that since this is Horios, we're not sure Rebbeinu Chananel or Rebbeinu Chananel, so it's not as Mokrach. We're not sure anyone wrote anything. But maybe you could say, maybe Lefi Gersas Rach Vitosos Rush, maybe it's Nicha. Why? Because the Ibaya. This is really going against the Lecha Mishnah. He, Akiras, Av Melacha, Echad B'Shvias, right? If you say the Baya is uprooting one Av Melacha B'Shvias, and we saw your Chayav, then the Rambam doesn't need to say anything anymore, based on the first Rambam. If uprooting one Av Melacha forever is Chayav, is Mitzas, Kolshkin uprooting it, right? For Rambam, L'shitase... Lefi HaRambam L'shitase Akiras Av Melacha Echad Li'olam is Chayav V'ein Tzarech Lomar V'shvias. The Rambam doesn't need to say it. The Rambam passes if you uproot one Av forever, you're Chayav, because it's only Mikzas. Kol Shkein, if you uproot one Av in Shvias, you're Chayav, because it's Bittul Mikzas. So he didn't need to say it, because it's too obvious. Of course, that doesn't answer our first problem, which is how the Rambam knew to be poshet the Ibaya in the first one. And here, I must admit, I don't have a terrific answer to this. There aren't great answers to this. You know, how can we say chayiv? The Gemara is a suffix. It wasn't poshet the suffix. If he had said potter, I'd have a good answer. I would say he had the Gersa, the Rach and Tosfos Rosh, and used the rule of Tzilomar, you know, implicit in Tzilomar. But that doesn't help me. So there are a lot of technical answers which are not very convincing, because Mish says, maybe he really, by Chayiv, he means Suffolk. You bring it all tonight, which we know is very difficult. Or he says, he thinks they're chayiv because the Gemara tried to prove chayiv, and then the answers were dachuk. That's also very difficult, which points out, because he actually holds like this answer to defend the thesis of those shetukim motivo. The Lecha Mishnah says, maybe he didn't have the years of the Rachan Tosos Rush, and he knew that being Oker all of Shabbos with Shvius and one Abalacha forever are exactly equal, and if one of them is chayiv, the other is chayiv. Which is strange, because then why did he write the tafel at the end? All the answers are bad. The one answer which is intriguing, which is possible, is the answer of the Merumei Sode and the Merkavos HaMishnah and others, maybe, but I'm not really sure. It's still a mystery. Maybe, this is what the Merumei Sode and the Merkavos HaMishnah and others say, maybe he understood that, and this is one day in the Tosos Rush, that Rav Yosef Sibaya was arguing on Shmuel. Shmuel says we care about Davar Shetzuk and Motimbo. Rav Yosef says, what if they are Prut Harisha? What do you know, Prut Harisha? Everyone's mode in the Harisha is Osir, if you don't say like Tosos, because it says Bechorish Bechashir Tishbos, right? So how could you uproot by Yom HaShvi Tishbos, Bechorish Bechashir Tishbos? How could you? So it might be that Rav Yosef's holding by you is disagreeing with Shmuel. But we possibly like Shmuel that it depends on Davar Shetzuk and Motimbo, and as the Rambam says, Kol HaGuf and Davar Shetzuk and Motimbo are really similar, the same idea. Because what's the Rambam's Lashon? The Rambam's Lashon is, if someone says that if they're Oker, Davar Mefurish B'Torah, Kemisha Amru, Ein Shabbos Torah, Ein Amos Davar, Ein Nid B'Torah, Sha'okru Kol HaGuf. If you uproot Davar Shetzuk and Motimbo, it's like uprooting Kol HaGuf. The Rambam sort of unites, combines Kol HaGuf with Davar Shetzuk and Motimbo. And maybe you could say, Rav Yosef was not going according to Shmuel. He said, the Akiris Kol HaGuf depends on a chalos of a unit. He was specific what the unit is. But we say no. We say it doesn't depend on a chalos of a unit. And against Tosos, who said, Davar Shetzuk and Motimbo, Tosos we didn't mention, but Dibur Maskel something, right? Dibur Maskel B'Davar. Tosos says, Davar Shetzuk and Motimbo and Kol HaGuf are two different things. One is about how obvious it is, and one is about whether it's a unit. The Rambam, because he called Davar Shetzuk and Motimbo like Akiris Kol HaGuf, the Rambam understood that they're all one idea. It's not two separate ideas of units and obviousness. There's one idea of obviousness. Akiris Kol HaGuf is potter because it's obvious, and Davar Shetzuk and Motimbo is potter because it's obvious. And therefore, he said, the holy fire of Yosef we don't hold from Bechlau. The holy fire of Yosef was based on just looking at his units, because he didn't hold like Shmuel. But we look at his obviousness. When it comes to obviousness, every Avalacha that's is not obvious. How do you know what's an Avalacha? Not obvious at all. We still don't know how Chazal figured it out. They looked at the Mishkan. And then, how do you know what in the Mishkan is an Av? The beginning of Bava Kama, Hachtav Mishkan Chashiva. There are three Gersos what that line says, and five sheets is what it means. Right? So, maybe you could say, and this is not my finish, the more we saw in your transmission and others, that it's a Machlokas Amoram, Rabbi Yosef Savar Ditoloi Bechalos Kol HaGuf, and therefore he had Nibayah. But Kaimel and Kishmuel, we hold like Shmuel. And what's the proof that Rav Yosef is different than Shmuel? Rav Yosef thinks you can uproot Harish and Bichayev, which is against the Pasuk. So Tosa says he didn't really mean it. But Pasuk Shad is against Shmuel. That's one day in Tosa's Rush. One day in Tosa's Rush, Shmuel's against Rav Yosef. We hold as Shmuel. And according to Shmuel, the Taloi Ach Verak Be Mefurish. And therefore, since one avalach is not mefurish, you're chayiv on it. Okay, maybe that's the way you defend the Rambam. The Rambam just had a totally different way of looking at this for the Gemara, because this Gemara was against Shmuel. Like Tosos asked, isn't Rav Yosef against Shmuel? Tosos gave an answer. Tosos rushes, maybe Taki is against Shmuel. And that's how the Rambam held. Okay, maybe we will. Now, someone who looks like me did say something which sounded like, we're going to get to the bottom of the Dalet of Advais by hook or by crook, even if it requires locking the door and missing lunch. But whoever that fellow who said that was really being unreasonable. We didn't get to Sheet 10 yet, which has some very, very fascinating things, I must admit. So it won't take us long to get through Sheet 10. But we'll have to push that off for next week in Mirat Hashem, but we're for sure going to go on. There's basically one sugya left. I know there's two blot left in the parak, but there's one sugya left, which is the big sugya of
who is chayav and why, which we remember touched on a little, and I surprised everyone and maybe annoyed some people, etc. With the funny mikvahs and mishnas, which we'll have to see if they're right or wrong. So we will meanwhile go on in Gemara Rashi Tosos through Daf Daf Hey on the base, and on Monday I'll briefly discuss the two small mishnayos and a dollar on the base, and we'll sink our teeth deep into the sugya of whether Bezdin is chayev or the tzibur is chayev.
Shkach.
David, you'll get the last of the